Thank you, Kenny. How about you? Can you think of stories that sound similar to that? How many times have you had experiences where something special happened, where things evolved or manifested out of seemingly nowhere, where you felt that something special was going on within as well as without, and that there was a connection with both experiences, the internal experience as well as the external experience, and one couldn't happen without the other, that you were truly living as a spirit being having a human experience? We're now going to go through an exercise that incorporates the concept of the expanding mind. You will begin the exercise with a 3-to-1 method, followed by a 10-to-1 countdown. You will experience yourself in the here and now, experiencing your body in time and space, experiencing all organic systems, and I will name one system after the other so that you can acknowledge these systems within you, the systems that make up your human body. I will then guide you to observe that you are a result of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, feeling that there is universal source energy guiding your life, observing that all of your systems are formed by cells, and all you can observe now is a you that is a body of cells. Use your imagination during this exercise to do just that. If you could not see anything or experience anything else but cells, how would your body look different? I'll ask you to experience yourself as a molecular body after that. So if all that you could experience and observe were just molecules, how would your body be different as a molecular body versus a cellular body versus a body made up of systems? The same thing about observing yourself as purely atomic in nature. What would be the difference that makes the difference between you as an atomic body, or you as a molecular body, or you as a cellular body? And we will continue to make special observations of the you that is comprised of pure subatomic particles. Again, what is the difference that makes a difference? What's important to do in all of the exercises in the Silva Intuition Training Program is to begin to make distinctions between one thing and the other, one experience and the other, one observation and the other, one feeling and the other. Distinctions, distinctions, distinctions. Comparisons, comparisons, comparisons. We are going to be very, very good at noticing the difference that makes the difference in our internal experience as we go through all of the exercises. In fact, we started with the long relaxation in the last CD. So we'll continue with making these observations, these distinctions, these subjective points of reference. After all, one of the main course goals is that of subjective education, to educate ourselves in how we discern information sensed through our subjective or mental senses. In order to be able to function as effectively in the subjective dimension, if not more so, as we do in the physical dimension. Remember that there are no boundaries of time or space in the subjective dimension, so we have access to all information. What's lacking is our ability to interpret the information that we sense, and that's why this type of training is so important. We will continue expanding our mind, expanding our consciousness to experience our energy body with no boundaries whatsoever, experiencing that you are an energy being, expanding your consciousness, expanding your awareness further still, so that you are one with the room that you're in, the building, one with the city, the country, one with a continent, our planet, the solar system, you as being one with the galaxy, You and the galaxy are inseparable. At that level, at the level of pure energy, you and the galaxy are one and the same. You and the universe. One and the same. Expand your consciousness. Expand your awareness. Expand your mind to fill the entirety of the universe and feel yourself as one with the universe. Feeling that there is no such thing as far or near. No up, no down, no yesterday, no tomorrow. All is present. Everything is now. You know all. Your source energy is within you, and you are one with source energy. All history is in you. Nothing in the universe is separate. At this point in time, you create a concept or symbol of the droplet of source energy that is within you. In your mind, in your awareness, in your consciousness, although you are one with the universe, you still have that awareness of the encapsulated you that resides on planet Earth. That within that encapsulated you is that droplet of source energy. Represent that droplet of source energy in some form or fashion. It could be a symbol, a shape, a color. It could be an image of some kind. Anything that comes to mind, anything that comes to you at that point in time during the exercise, when I ask you to represent source energy or that droplet of source energy within you, will be valid for you. Allow this droplet within you to take a form that you resonate with. Allow your personal drop of source energy to express itself in any way that is most appropriate for you. Your symbol will become your constant connection to all of whom you are at this universal infiniteness. Experience then your symbol's immense power, energy, love, wisdom, and abundance, and thank the droplet of source energy within you for being one with you throughout your living experience. You will then express deep gratitude to your source energy for coming so clearly into your awareness. And at that point in time, you reach out to embrace your symbol and bring it towards you into the area of your heart and allow it to come into you and fill you completely. From then on, whenever you have a need or desire to connect with source energy, simply bring to mind that symbol, that representation that is within you always. Let's get ready for the exercise.